From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our gospel program. We will, of course, be turning in a moment to John's Gospel, there to continue our study. Chapter 14, the verses 18 to 31, is where we will be looking. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be continuing our study of the subject, the universal lament of parents over wayward children. It seems that every day's headlines highlights the problem amongst the young. We will be continuing our study of what the Bible has to say on this matter, and particularly at the devil's targeting of young people. Do join me at 9 o'clock. Now, before we turn to John 14, let's listen to a hymn. It's a lovely old gospel hymn, Jesus is Dearer Than All.
Sufficient for sin to atone, Jesus is dearer than all. Dearer than all, yes, dearer than all, He is my King, before Him I fall. No friend like Jesus my soul can enthrall.
Our subject today is entitled, Christ Prepares His Disciples for His Departure. We're looking at John chapter 14 and the verses 18 to 31. The Savior was soon to depart from His disciples and descend unto His Father. Here He speaks so as to prepare His disciples for that event. Step by step, the Savior has kept the band of believers who have followed Him faithfully informed of His purpose and plans. The questions that they asked and the astonishment that at times they manifested brings home to us just how ignorant of the ways of God are the best of men. When the Savior had first indicated He was to die at the hands of wicked men, the disciples declared their opposition to such an idea. This, they believed, was a very wrong and foolish notion. How wrong is man at his wisest? Had not the Savior died, none would be in heaven. We must never judge God and His ways by our own very limited and flawed knowledge. Let us highlight some glorious truths from these verses. First of all, the greatest comfort for the Christian is the fact that Christ will come again to his people. During his absence from his church, undoubtedly his people are sustained and strengthened by the hope of his coming to them. He has always visited his people individually by the grace and power of the Holy Ghost, and there have been wonderful occasions when he has visited his people collectively in various localities in wonderful revival power. But above all such visits by Christ to his people, there is the hope of that glorious visit when he will come again in power and glory and great majesty. In a very special way, that is the hope of the people of God throughout the ages. Paul, when writing to Titus, stated it like this: looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2 and the verse 13. Secondly, the great comfort that the Christian enjoys is the fact that Christ lives. See what he says in verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Our spiritual and eternal life depends not upon anything we must do, but on the fact that Christ lives. Christians are linked to Christ as branches are to a tree. The next chapter in this book will bring before us that matter in great detail. The branch lives because the tree lives. The Christian is alive through the life of the risen Saviour within his soul. As long as Christ lives, so will the Christian. The true child of God can look to the future without fear. As Christ arose and ascended unto the Father, so the Christian will arise from the grave and ascend to glory in company with the Lord Jesus. So certain is the future for the truly converted that Paul states the matter like this: But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. As far as the eternal purpose of God is concerned, every child of God is already seated in heavenly places. Christian, consider these truths to the comfort of your soul. Thirdly, during the Saviour's absence from the church, the test of a Christian's true love is obedience to God's word. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Verse 21. No matter what we may say with our lips, if we do not seek to live in obedience to God's word, we do not love Christ. They who live to ignore the Bible, deny the Bible, alter the Bible, and teach that which has no foundation in the Bible, do not love the Saviour, irrespective of their professions of devotion. That is something that needs to be emphasized today. We have much religious activity in Ireland, but little obedience to God's word. Fourthly, the importance of the word of Christ is seen in that the Holy Spirit has the task of teaching Christians that word. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Verse 26. This was spoken to the apostles specifically, but it was intended for the whole body of believers throughout this age. That is made clear in many passages in the New Testament, of which Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 18, is a prime example. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. If the Holy Spirit is charged with imparting to us an understanding of God's word, how important is obedience to it? Reading the Bible and seeking to carry out its teaching is the sole duty of the Christian. Fifthly, what is to be noted in these verses is the Saviour's repeated references to his Father. The Saviour uses the title Father 23 times in this chapter. He thus indicates the wonderful bond that exists between the Father and the Son. There is a unity of plan and purpose between them, for they are one. It also surely indicates the Saviour's delight at the prospect of soon being with the Father once again. Dear Christian, we ought to share our Saviour's delight at the prospect of going to be with the Father. Death ought not to be an event that we dread. Rather, may we speak of it as did Paul at the prospect of his own death. For me to live as Christ and to die as gain, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 and 23. Sixthly, note the Saviour's parting gift to the church. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verse 27. Money and earthly power were not the parting gifts of Christ to his disciples, but inward peace was. He called it my peace. For he had purchased it by his blood and bestowed it by his grace. He does not give as the world gives. It gives, but soon takes away again. Christ gives and does not take it away. He gives without measure. He is more willing to give than we are to receive. His peace is powerful. It keeps us. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. There is no lack of any good thing for those that love the Lord Jesus. Therefore they may be at peace. We have no cause for alarm or concern or anxiety when we are under the blood of Jesus. Finally, consider our Saviour's perfect holiness. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Verse 30. The devil, with all his power and craft, could find no flaw, no blemish in Christ. He is indeed the spotless Lamb of God. Is your hope resting in him alone today? Are you trusting Christ for the salvation of your soul? He has finished the work given him of the Father. As the Father is pleased with Christ, even so will he be pleased with all those who have trusted in his blood for their redemption. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.